Earthkeeper Hero Finn Donnelly by Jenny Kim. Finn Donnelly is a hero in Port Coquitlam and in many places where he has traveled. He swims in different rivers and lakes all around the world to raise awareness of how much pollution we have in our waters. He's doing this because it's his mission and his dream. Finn Donnelly says you can do anything if you set your mind to it. Finn Donnelly is a very good example of a hero to us. When he came to swim in the Fraser River, he didn't care how cold or hot it was or if he was surrounded by seals. He was doing it because he was trying to make our rivers a better place for our animals to live. Here is an excerpt of his journey in 1995, as described on his website, quote, "As if in reward for the long days on the slow-moving upper Fraser River, Finn Donnelly swims are shorter and in more rapidly flowing water. The first day is an almost leisurely 7-hour jaunt from Prince George to Hixson, through rapidly changing geology as the Fraser leaves the McGregor Plateau and enters the northern reaches of the Cariboo. The river valley gradually widens until the now low hills are miles apart. The river itself has carved down into land created 10,000 years ago by the retreat of glaciers. At 7 a.m. the next morning, it is a cool fall day on the river, thick with fog. A dozen people have turned out to see Finn Donnelly off. He hits the water and cautiously, the entourage of swimmer and support raft makes its way through the early morning mist. The day's destination is Quesnel, the interior city, founded at the spot where adventurers once left the Fraser for the push inland to the gold fields of Barkerville. When planning the swim, Finn Donnelly had considered this one of the long legs of his journey, and a late arrival was forecasted. The Rivershed Society of British Columbia was formed in January 1996 to work towards change, building on the momentum of Finn Donnelly's amazing swim of the Fraser River in 1995. In 1998, the Rivershed Society of BC launched its ambitious Fraser 2000 project. Fraser 2000 was a 2-year initiative culminating in September 2000 with another month-long swim by Finn. Fraser 2000 was part of a coordinated series of Canadian Heritage River celebrations happening across the country in the year 2000. The Rivershed Society of BC puts on several special events and sponsors many programs to promote better understanding of environmental issues. Finn is devoted to spreading his message through personal presentations to school children of all ages, community and business groups, and conferences. Finn Donnelly is working toward a sustainable future, quote, "Disappearing salmon runs, lost streams, increasing levels of toxins, heavy metals and chemicals in our waterways, a loss of critical habitat and biodiversity are all indicators that our rivershed are in trouble," he says. Finn is a hero because he cares, and he does something about it. Finn has been even busier in his work to make a difference, intertwining politics and environmental policy in his quest for sustainable living and a cleaner environment. Living with his wife Linda in Coquitlam, Finn was elected to the Coquitlam City Council in 2002. Serving as its youngest representative. His political platform focuses on sustainability, a healthy environment, a vibrant economy, and social equity. Quote, "I believe the best decisions for our community integrate social, economic, and environmental values. I believe a healthy community needs a healthy environment. I support safe drinking water, watershed planning, protecting environmentally sensitive areas, public education, stewardship, and independent environmental studies on major developments. I support smart growth. I encourage community-driven and conservation-based economic development. I support small business, clean industry, and expanded tourism." While he still excels as the executive director of the Rivershed Society of British Columbia, he is also the chair of the Coquitlam River Aggregate Committee, vice chair of the Riverview Committee, a member of the Evergreen Cultural Center Board, and more, and has served on several other committees prior to. His passion for aquatics and spreading environmental issues continues today, and thus far, Finn has made 14 marathon swims, covering 3,200 kilometers of BC's rivers and lakes, as well as the Pacific Ocean. Finn's achievements have not gone unnoticed. In 2002, he was awarded the prestigious Queen Elizabeth Golden Jubilee Medal. And in 2001, he was inducted into BC's Summer Swimming Pool of Fame, which come in addition to his previous commendations. Called a, quote, new breed of politician, Finn is admired in his community and considered a hero throughout Canada. Ruth Foster, a retired teacher from Coquitlam, had this to say about Finn, quote, I find Finn to be extraordinarily committed to the community and the environment, knowledgeable and fair-minded. He works tirelessly and collaboratively for long-term, sustainable solutions, and he has the courage to speak and act on his well-considered convictions. An inspiring role model for young people who has received many awards for his extensive volunteer work in environmental education. He is, in my mind, not only a local treasure, but a hero of national stature.